It was hardly the crime of the century. Anyway, most of those directly affected would be dead by now. The phone call was a surprise, and a nasty one. It started with a silence of some seconds, which made him think it was a nuisance call attempting to sell him double glazing or a funeral plan. Then a man's voice said, "Hello, Clive." There was another silence. "Who's that?" "I'm not sure you'll remember me, even if I tell you my name." "What do you want?" Clive asked. The silence that followed was uncomfortably long. "I haven't got all day," Clive said. "Spit it out or I'll end the call." "We're concerned you're up to your old tricks," said the voice. "Who are you?" "You should be aware that we're watching your every move. One step out of line and we'll be on to you." Clive ended the call. He told himself it was a prank, but it was still worrying. Someone had threatened him, knowing he wouldn't go to the police. To distract himself, he opened the file containing the business plan he was preparing for the bank. Working out of a bedroom at his parents' house, where he had lived since prison, was becoming increasingly impractical. He had applied for a loan so he could rent an office and buy a flat.